Amen. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you as we can come together this morning and worship you and look into your word and have you speak to us and show you deep things of your faith and you and Christ. And Lord, we just praise you for your word and that you've given it to us so that we could have insight and live through this life with power. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the promise of your salvation, our home in heaven. So we just praise you for that. Also this morning, I just want to give you thanks for as we celebrate Memorial Weekend and all those that have fought and served for us and that we can be free and that we can freely have this service in peace and protection. And so we thank you for them and a blessing on their sacrifice and their families. So we just praise you for that. So I just pray you would just anoint me that I'd speak words of the Spirit and you'd open every heart to receive and really be able to be encouraged by you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now you notice the title there. I just want to bring that. Faith is rewarded. Faith is rewarded. One of the things I do each week when I figure out what message that I'm going to have. And so when I come up with a title, sometimes I really sweat over these titles, you know. It's like, well, this is really important. And so as I thought this, then when I get a title, I send it to Claire. And Claire takes the title and the verse, and then Claire puts a picture corresponding to the title I sent her. Okay, and so I'm always, when I come in every Sunday, I'm really excited to see the bulletin and see what she put on it. Anyway, so I really love this picture she put on this morning. If you have a bulletin, just look at that. Faith rewarded. You know, couldn't have been more appropriate to what the message is on. So I thank God for Claire moving to put the right message on, right picture on for the message. So the title of the message is Faith is Rewarded. And what we're going to look at, the verse we're going to start with here is Hebrews 11:6. And you know we've been going through the entire book of Hebrews, but we're going to this morning focus on Hebrews 11:6. And it says this, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Now, when you look at this, we're here, I know everyone's here, because we believe God exists. I mean, if we didn't believe God exists, we wouldn't be here, okay? So we do believe God exists. But you know what? That's not enough. And the Bible says that's not enough to know God exists. And God says even the demons know God exists. He says, so it's not, we need something more than He exists. In fact, I don't have an overhead, but in James 2:19 it says this, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe. See, so here you see God is calling our attention to something, you know, just to acknowledge He exists. We don't do any more by that than the demons do. There's no difference, okay? And so it really should have us to take note here, and especially what this verse says, which, you know, just goes that it's impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. So belief factor in God and who He is believing that He rewards. I've heard a lot of preachers, and I've heard a lot of people say, well, you can't ever depend on life, base your faith on rewards or getting anything. You know, those are the things you're not supposed to focus on. You're supposed to focus on Jesus. And I agree with that. You're supposed to focus on Jesus. But it says, but no, you believe that because you focus on Jesus and believe in Him, He's going to reward you. Something's going to happen with us. Something's going to happen with us. It's not just a one-way street. It's not just a one-way street. Now, so when we look at this, besides believing that God exists, for a genuine faith, there must also be a conviction about God's moral character. Interesting? You ever think about that? You exist, but you have a conviction about his moral character. A belief that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. It's almost, you believe, it's like, well, that's only half. You know, if you really have a believing faith, you believe he rewards that faith. So there's connection in the faith that both are necessary based on what this verse says. And without that deep conviction that God rewards on earth, faith is not a possibility. Well, I don't think God rewards. Faith is not a possibility for that person. See, there's no complete connection in what God is telling us about himself. And so we look at this and say, oh my goodness, as you're kind of readjust our thinking just a little bit, you know. That means he cares and he's involved in everything we do, and he expects us to have a faith in him in which he rewards us here. Now, so, and I don't know, I'll confess to you. As I was preparing for this message, did you know there's a lot of messages I would never touch and speak to you? Here's a bunch of them, you know, because I'm thinking, God, I don't know if I can, you know, if it's just me and you, I'm good, but that you're going to have me tell everybody about this. And it's like, and I would just die if I thought, well, I'm just leading somebody astray. And this verse kind of does that. This whole message kind of does that. You know, because I'm going to go out and tell folks, hey, listen, if you don't believe you're rewarded, you don't have faith. And I go, Lord, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. But because the Lord said it, I feel obligated to the Lord to tell you this is what he says. This is what he is saying here. And therefore, it's something we need to put our arms around. It's something, oh, we love Jesus, and we love this, and we're praying for this, and da-da-da-da-da. He says, do you believe I'll reward what you believe? He says, because you don't have faith unless you do. So, all right. Now, so and faith we know, too, and we've talked about, we spent 11 chapters talking about faith. Faith is based on something. You know, you ever talk to somebody and they'll say, well, just have faith. What does that mean? Faith in what? Based on what? Just have faith. Well, based on what? Faith has to be based on something. Christian faith has, I'm a Christian, just believe. Based on what? Based on what? Just, you know. And so, anyway, that's last week's message. And so we've been talking about that. So, but we need to know the source of our living faith, the source of our living faith is the God-breathed scriptures. That's the source, all right? That has to be the foundation of our faith, is the scriptures which are God-breathed. So that's our foundation that we'll move forward, okay? Like Hebrews 11:6, you know, we believe, you know, that we need to exist and that he rewards. Why do we believe that? Because that's what he said. That's what he said. That's our foundations. You know, have any of you like tried to go through the Bible? Well, I don't like the way God said that, so I'd like to edit it to my own thoughts, you know. Or that's not what he really meant. But the fact of, no, this is what he said, and that's the reason we believe it. We believe it because he said it. And so he tells us here that he rewards our faith. And the faith comes from the scriptures. Now, here's a great verse. Just tying into this, look at Romans 10:17. Overhead here, Romans 10:17. And again, the focus is on now at this point, faith is rewarded. So faith comes, well, Where do I get this faith? I don't know. Help me. Give me faith. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. That's where you get it. Oh, I love Jesus. I never read my Bible. I never get around to it. Well, where do you get any faith? Where does your faith come from? Well, I just believe based on what? Based on what? See, so clear. Faith, which he's saying, this whole chapter 11 is on faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Now, we're going to go, and we'll go over this next week. He lists a whole bunch of folks in chapter 11 and their examples of faith. And there are people who heard God and then acted. See, that was the basis of their faith. Our basis of the faith here is we have to hear God based on what God says in his scriptures. That's what it says in Romans 10:12. So what we have here, and we're understanding, you know, what faith is and how we get our arms around it. Christ, here's where faith comes from. Christ speaks to us through the scriptures. All through the scriptures confirm that Christ speaks through the scriptures. All through the scripture, it tells us we need to read and believe the scriptures. It reinforces that. And also, we know that Christ speaks through the Holy Spirit. You know, that he works within us, and he shows us stuff based on scripture. He never counters scripture, but he'll bring, and he works through scripture. And based on what he's doing, based on scripture, then we obey because of what the Holy Spirit's done. So just scripture, you have the Holy Spirit. And then also through believers. Now, it's through believers that share the word of God. See, it's through a believer when the believers share the word of God. Look at the scripture. And you'll know that this is one of the reasons, and I have a lot of fun with it, and then when I get off on my commentary, okay? So I have a commentary on the scriptures, and I will tell you up front, this is my commentary. What that means, it's not scripture. Take it or leave it. This is just my best shot. This is my thoughts, okay? And so I want to identify that. And once I identify, it's up you to weed through that. But yet, when you read a verse, and this is what God says, I present it as this is what God says, you better pay attention. And therefore, this is the reason I'm preaching the message this morning. It says to have faith, you have to believe that he rewards. He said that. That's no commentary. That's not a commentary. You have to believe he rewards to have faith. Now, so when you have a believer, you know, I said, and again, I just give you an example. You just have faith. You can go out there and believe, and God will get you a new car, you know, okay? Now, I might think that, okay, but I don't know that you should necessarily believe that, all right? He says, I hope it works for Wallace, but I'm not going to stake my life on it. However, when I would say in Hebrews 11:6, he said, it's impossible to believe God unless you believe he rewards you. That's not me. The scripture said that. And so you better take note of it. God has told us that, and there's a reason. And there is a reason in connection with our faith. Okay, so here we have. And that's the New Testament, Hebrews 11:6. Look what it says in Isaiah 55:11. Isaiah 55:11, it says this. So shall my word, God is speaking in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. God's saying, put it in today's time, I said, it is. I said, it happens. For it to happen, all I have to do is say it. You see what I'm saying? He's like, just let you know. Just let you know. That's how things happen. I say it. So, he said, Hebrews 11:6. For it to happen, you got to believe I will reward based on what I said. See, he pulling us in, tying us into that where we have an understand. When God says something, it happens. And here's something else, and then we're going to kind of press this a little bit. When do you think God speaks? I mean, in reality, we're trying to bring this to, you know, to the everyday, every moment level. When do you think God speaks? I just ask you something. When do you speak? You know, some of you speak more than others, all right? But everybody speaks. You're not going to get through today without speaking, right? God's always speaking. In fact, the scriptures will tell you that he is always speaking. He is always witnessing. So God is continually speaking. So what he needs is a hearer, a hearer. It's not him speaking. I'll never forget, there's a friend of mine, and I told about him, and he really would taught me a lot about hearing God, and he was really just teaching me, you know, about hearing God and stuff like that. And I finally kind of got what he was saying, and as I got it, I thought, well, that's interesting, because I had marked some stuff that kind of meant to me, something to me in the scriptures, and I went back and I read them. And I saw, based on the scripture and the situation I was going through in hindsight, I says, God was speaking to me in the scripture. God was always speaking to me. I just couldn't hear. You see what I'm saying? It's like, well, God speaks. He is what he has to do. He needs somebody that will hear. He needs somebody that will hear. And so that was a big lesson. So we know God is always speaking. And so we know he speaks to the scriptures, you know about the great things of God. But I want to share, we should be, and we learn our salvation and things of the Lord and hallelujah, you come here and learn. But we should be hearing God daily, like Monday. You should be hearing God. You should hear him daily. And here's something. God will make the word personal to us, requiring faith, just like Mary. Okay? God will, to his believers, make the word personal to us, just like he did the Virgin Mary. God spoke, and this is what, there's no overhead, but listen to what Mary said after God spoke to her. Listen to what Mary said. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. I mean, that's it. That's it. There's no more looking at there. No, just let be to me according to what you told me. See? And what Mary did, she believed that she would be rewarded. Let it be done to me just what you said. I'm your servant. There's an example. There is an example. Now here's something that, in thinking about this, is we look at the whole thing about faith, because faith, you're all through the scriptures talking about we should have faith. We should have faith. We should walk in faith. But we need to know what faith is. We need to know what it is. And first of all, there's, when I look at this, I see that there's general faith, a general word. That's a terrible word, terrible way to put it, but I can't think of any way other to put it. Like, there's a general word of the Scriptures. What I mean by that, if you think of a better word, that's good. But what I mean by that, it's like you look and you read the Scripture and you find out that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins and we are forgiven. That is a word of God through the population. It's whole. It doesn't change. There's no plus or minus in it. It is the truth. And so it's given to us and we're asked to believe on that truth. But it's a general worldwide truth. And the Bible as a whole is a general worldwide truth. It says what it says to the people who read it. Okay. Amen? So, no question, there's a general faith. And even when we accept Christ as our Savior, somehow, somebody explained, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. Okay? He spoke, we read, we understand, and then we believed. Then we believed, and we believe we have a home in heaven, and everything is dependent on that. We believed. He said it, but then we believe. But that's open to everyone. Amen? So, the Scriptures. But also, I think, and two, this is what the general word, like chapters 1 through 11 of Hebrews, okay? This is where faith is coming at chapter 11. Well, he spent the first 10 chapters of Hebrews telling who he is and why we should trust him, and he paid the penalty for us. 10 chapters, that's what he said. Now he's going, believe it, okay? And I'm the rewarder. Believe it. So it's based on 10 chapters. So we know that. And so we won't make that perfectly clear. But also, God will speak through the Scripture, through the Holy Spirit, through other believers who share the Word, and not just their thought, and share the Word. God will speak to us in our uniqueness that is very personal to us. In our uniqueness and what is very personal to us, he will speak specifically. He will speak specifically. Let's take Mary. What God said to Mary was what God said to Mary, general truth for all believers. Now, there's only one Mary, the only virgin, it's going to have a baby. It. And nobody else. He said, well, he spoke to Mary and he's speaking to me. No, he's not. He's not speaking. He specifically spoke to Mary and it happened exactly what he said. That's a specific truth based on the uniqueness of the situation, based on the uniqueness of Mary, and he said it for Mary and Mary alone. And we can look at it and go, whoa, my goodness, look what God did. But it's specific to Mary. So he also, in the same way, can speak specifically to us in the same way. Scripture, not some nutso stuff out here, okay? No. Based on the Scripture and our relationship with the Scripture, having a foundation, understanding he paid the penalty for our sins, we are forgiven, and then we'll go and he will speak to us and lead us in this life. That's the reason we saw in 10:38, it says, walk in faith. Just keep walking in faith and what God's telling you. What's God's telling you? So, when Mary said, let it be according to what you told me, that was to her specifically. But God will specifically speak to us in our unique situation. In our unique situation, okay? Notice what the Scripture says. Notice what God said to Philip. What the Holy Spirit said to Philip. Philip's, you know, after Christ is resurrected, minding his own business, you know? And the Spirit said, Acts 8, 29. And the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. All right. That's what it is. go over and join this chariot. Philip was told to go talk to a man. This was not an accidental meeting. This was a divine appointment. He said, Philip, go over and talk to this man. Now he walks over there, and to Philip's surprise, this guy, you know what the guy was doing, if you recall? He's reading something. He's reading the book of Isaiah. And Philip goes, what you doing? He said, I'm reading the book of Isaiah. I don't understand it. He said, maybe I can help you. See? You see what I'm saying? That's a real clear indication how God will speak to us in a unique situation. Okay, how will he speak to us? He's going to speak through us through the scriptures. He's going to speak to us through the Holy Spirit. He's going to speak through us to other people. And he's going to specifically tell us, move in our heart, this is what we specifically need to do. And I mean, this is stuff when we think, well, I'm going to pray. I don't know what job I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to. And says, what's God doing? One of Adam's songs is just beautiful. He said, God, tell me. He goes, all right, ask me. I'm telling you. You know, I'll tell you a step. You take that step, and then I'll tell you something else. And so that's Hebrews 10:38. Walk in faith. Tell me. I'll take a step. Tell me, I'll take another step. And all of a sudden, you have that connection to God. And he's speaking to you and guiding you in this life, personally what you should do. Personally what you should do. Now, so what we have here is beyond our salvation, God will speak to us. Beyond our salvation, he will speak to us. It's all through Scripture. Faith is hearing God, obeying, and expecting to be rewarded. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. They're in the middle of the ocean, the sea, they're about to sink, they don't have any food, everything is, they're done, okay? So Paul goes, Acts 27:25, Paul says this, so take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. What verse was Paul told? One verse God told him. Then, hey, this looks bad, but I got you, and this is covered. He said, don't worry about it. It will be exactly as I have been told. Just like Philip. Just like Mary. You see, God cares for us, and he wants such a relationship with us that we walk with him, and he'll speak to us continually in this life. And that's the reason it's important, you know, to be like immersed in the scriptures. It's constant that his word is rolling around, you know, it's what he spoke, you know. Praying, knowing the Holy Spirit will bring to mind. I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever been in a jam as a believer and you go, I don't know what to do. And then it just comes to you, well, this is what I should do. And you almost hear a voice, but it's your voice. It's nobody else. We're not into hearing voices. Okay, that's another issue altogether and good. But it's like your voice. It just says it's like your thoughts. Well, that wasn't bad. Glad I thought of that. See? See, no, that's the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells the disciples, hey, listen, go up and you have to talk to these kings and stuff. Don't worry about what you say, because when it comes time to say it, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. I know it's going to sound just like your thought, but he'll tell you what to say. Just go ahead and say it. You're covered. You see what I'm saying? Hebrews 10:38. Walk in faith. That's what it is. See, it's like God's bigger than us. He's in this situation. Listen to him. Listen to him. You know. So you have this fascination about where he's talking about faith. Again, Hebrews 10:38. Walk in faith. Okay? That's all the time. Okay? Walk in faith. Then he says, believe he rewards those who seek him. So it's a relationship he's trying to pull us into, that we can walk with him, and he will work his power through us and for us. And we will be doing it because of him. We good? Amen. Listen, Abraham. Okay, we're going to be back to Abraham. All through the Bible, Abraham is called a man of faith. I was talking to somebody about that, about Abraham. He goes, but Abraham did this. Yeah, he did. The boy needed some marriage counseling. I know he shouldn't have done that, you know. But God said, no, he's a man of faith. Well, what's faith? You hear God and believe him. That's what Abraham did. I hear you, I believe you. And I don't know why you do it, but I hear you and I believe it. See, he wanted to relate to us. To hear him, and we don't know what he's doing, you know. He says, come on, you know. But so all through, he's a man of faith. When Paul wants to talk about faith, he refers to Abraham. Just like it does in Hebrews. So Abraham, a man of faith, teaches us a fundamental lesson about faith. Are you ready for the fundamental lesson? All the Old Testament, all the New Testament, Abraham's a picture of faith. Hebrews, walk in faith. Believe you'll be rewarded. Abraham had faith, believed in God, and believed he'd be rewarded. And God said, I declare you righteous because you believed in me. Right? So you want to hear. You ready? You ready? Okay, now I kind of compressed this, but I want you to look at this. Hebrews 11:8. Right here. By faith, Abraham, when called, went. There you go. No theological study. No books to read. There it is. There it is. By faith, Abraham, when called, went. I ask you one question, and I'm going to wait until I get a response, okay? I'm just going to wait. When did Abraham go? Abraham went when called. You know what our problem is? We go and ask God to come. That's what we do. I mean, hey, it is. You know, if we don't get this done, we go, come on, God. If this tree grows, I'm going to try to stick my fruit up there and give you credit. You see what I'm saying? He goes, no, no. Don't go and then try and blame me for what you did. Don't do that. Abraham didn't go. He messed up. I mean, he really messed up, but he never went. Well, I take that back. He did. Well, I give you Abraham. He's an example. He did go one time, and he's told not to go, and he came back with Ishmael's mother. That was, you know, Sarah's servant. So the boy messed up. You know, the boy, but he was a man of faith, because when he was called, he went. Now, you can mess up anytime, okay? But the picture that Abraham got, which he was declared righteous by faith, when called, he went. Brothers and sisters, we need a call. We need a direction. We don't need to go and try to pray God into our going. That's what we usually do. Let me go, and we'll pray God into this. God go, nah, not going to do it. God, you didn't answer my prayer. Yeah, I did, because it wasn't one. You see? How did I get in this mess? You want to talk about it? You want to talk about it? See, I've always made this joke. It's not a joke, it's an absolute truth. I've always found the source of all my problems. Every mess I've found the source of. Every single time. Common denominator. It's me. I'm in the middle of every mess I have. You ever know? I don't know if y'all are like that. You know? So God goes, go when I call. Go when I call. And then you'll see me reward you. Why don't I have faith and believe God, you know, to reward me? Because I don't believe he will reward me. Bottom line, if I don't do this, he can't get done. I don't believe he reward me. Hebrews 8:6, you believe he exists, but you don't believe he'll reward you. There's no faith, and I'm not happy about this. There it is. You can't have faith unless you believe he rewards. And if you believe his rewards, you'll wait till he calls. Amen. There it is. Abraham, the man of faith. By faith, when called, he went. Now, so the message is good. God's speaking is necessary before we go and before we do. Now, I say, oh, I can't, don't know if I'm supposed to go to work today, and I'm not going to go until God tells me to. No, God's got a verse for you. You don't work, you don't eat. That means you get up. You know, I mean, don't, you know, somebody's always trying to mess with this stuff. You know, it's like, no, I don't give me that. Okay, so here we go. Once God spoke, Abraham obeyed, even though there was nothing tangible he could see or rely on. But Lord, I don't know this. I don't know. You believe I reward? Well, yeah, but I don't see nothing. You don't believe I reward then. Because you're not going to believe unless you see it. That's not faith. Faith is not by sight. Well, come on. I need more than that. What do you want a guy to do? I want you to believe what I said. Therefore, there has to be a relationship. There has to be a relationship established on Hebrews chapters 1 through 10 and all the other scripture, that we are so close to Christ, we're so dependent upon him, and that we know he exists and he's going to reward us, that we have total faith to do what he says, whether we can see it or not. He goes, that pleases me. That pleases me. That scripture we looked at last week, the week before, Isaiah 30:18, and it says, God is gracious and God desires to be gracious to us. And he waits until he can exalt himself. He waits until we ask him, then he exalts himself. Waits till we do what he says, and then he comes and blesses us, and it exalts him. Now he's pleased. See, if you, I don't know if you notice this, God is doing a good job. He kind of guys act together, you know. But the folks he's working with, not so good. Not so good, okay? And what he's doing is trying to let us know how to get in step with him. That's all he's trying to do. I'm just trying to let you, I'm doing this. And this is a honest truth. I just said, and that man told me, he said, you know, this is how you hear God and this is how you speak. And I thought, oh my God. And I go back things that 4 or 5 years later, and I read, well, God was speaking to me in every one of those cases. I saw it. What was the problem? I couldn't hear it. Therefore, I couldn't do it. See? Where are you, God? I said, oh, good, good. Here I am again. You see what I'm saying? He said, so he's telling us something here. So Abraham is a huge lesson. Relying on nothing except the word of God is the essence of faith. I don't have time for my Bible. How about it? Brother and sister, man, you'll be smoking. You know, down that train wreck. Yeah, it was going good for a while. See? You need to be in the Word because you don't know. You don't know. So, oh, by the way, we had the same thing with Noah. Noah made the list of people of faith. Noah did. Good old Noah. Look what Noah did. Okay. Now you got Noah. I mean, you just got to imagine what he thought. You just got to imagine what Noah thought. Come on, God. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Noah, look at this. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, when warned, built. I ask you, I'm going to wait for a response. When did Noah build? When warned. Oh, we got to cover a basis here. Oh, we got to watch here. Oh, everything's falling about here. I'm going to cover everything right here. You know, and it never works out. God, why didn't you help me? You don't look like you need any. You see what I'm saying? Noah, then he built. Okay, got to build this thing. See, after God spoke, Noah built. Noah was not acting on a hunch or merely human advice. Noah built because God told him to build, to build. Now, hearing God is necessary for faith. I'm going to share a couple of things. Now, this is my problem. Commentary, underline. Okay, this is my commentary. Discount this all you want to. But just for me, when I sat with gentlemen, and he would always say, you got to hear God. I go, wait, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, hear God. And read the scripture, and God speak. And I just read the scripture, and he wasn't telling me nothing. You know, it's just nothing. And he says, and he'd talk to me, and I said, I don't know what you mean. I am reading the scripture, and I've been fairly, you know, consistent reading the scripture. And he just irritatingly said, look, turn to Luke 24:32, right here. And it says in Luke, the disciples, when they were with Jesus, and they go, weren't our hearts burning within us as he opened up the scriptures to us? That's what it is. It'll burn in your heart. I think that's happened. I did. I said, I think that happened. And I went through, by golly, it didn't happen. Didn't do any good, but it did happen. It happened. You know, like that. God goes, duh. See, you see what I'm saying? Well, there was a man spoke the word of God to me, and then I saw it. But it's the word of God. He showed me a scripture. You know, now if I'd read that scripture on my own, I don't think I'd figured it out anyway. But when he shared it, see, but what I'm saying is like, oh my gosh, when I read the scripture and my heart's burned within me, he's speaking to me. You know, how many of you have ever used the term? I love some of our real fundamental Bible brothers and sisters that do not believe God speaks today. A lot of folk like that, that's fine like that. Every single one of them will believe this. Oh, I started to do this, but I had a check. Oh, I started to do it, and then I had a peace. My old fleshly self said, who do you think that is? Chicken. You know? Give Jesus credit for chicken. How'd you dance? Or you go, you have a peace. Who do you think gave you the peace? You know? And so, even people that deny God speaking listen to God. I was with a pastor. These are additions. I was with a pastor. Love him dearly. Just really, really wonderful guy. And he didn't believe that just God would speak and tell you. Just wouldn't believe. Speak and tell you. And we was talking back and forth. He said, no, it's just word to word and word. And then we're talking, same conversation. And he says, I was here, I was preparing for a message here. I had nothing, it was just nothing. And I'm sitting there and I say, God, I have nothing unless you give me something. He says, and then I just wrote, I had so much stuff, I just wrote, and I couldn't write fast enough as he gave me a message. And I go, what do you think that was? Well, that's what I'm talking. That's what he. No, no, that's not what he did. I'm going, yeah, yeah, that's what he did. So I'm trying to say, he didn't talk to me. I'm going, yeah, he did. But you see what I'm saying? God said, all right, I'll give him one. You know, he ain't got nothing. Wrote so fast, I couldn't get everything down. God spoke. God spoke. You see? So he just has to work with us. He would like for us to cooperate a little. Just cooperate and believe Hebrews 11:6. Believe I reward. Believe I speak. That's what happened to Abraham. I spoke to. That's what happened to Noah. That's what happened to all those folks in chapter 11. I spoke to them and they believed I would reward. That's the relationship I had with them. And you know, it's really important, you know, to hear God speak, because God's thoughts and his ways are higher than anything we can comprehend. We can't get there from here. We can't get there. Now, we may think, oh, God, lucky God's got me on his team. You know, I can help him out. I can help. I got some insights I bet he never thought of. And God's going, no, that's not how that works. I know more than you. I really do know more than you. And you can't even comprehend what I'm saying. You need to hear me through the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit, through other believers. Look, if I'm going to read this to you. You should write this down, by the way. I don't have an overhead here, but I'm going to read it to you. You should write it down. Isaiah 55:8-9. And this is why we need God to speak to us in our situation. Because, again, I love y'all, but you're not that bright. I mean, you're just not. Okay. And that you're brighter than I am, but you ain't that bright. Look what he says, Isaiah 55:8-9. God speaking, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." Here's a problem. "Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." You can't even get there. You cannot get there unless I tell you. Only way you can get there is only if I tell you. See? Abraham. You're 90 years old. No kids. Wife, you know, is almost old as you are. No kids. In fact, I always love it when God told Sarah she's going to have kids, she laughed. Hey, I know something you don't know. Like I'm pressing 80 here. Not happening. See? But what happened here, he said, Abraham, I'm going to tell you something. You can't even comprehend this. One of the 90 years old, no kids, say, the star, that's going to be your offspring. God, I can't believe that. That's bigger than me. And then it says, Abraham, okay, I believe God. And he said, okay, you're righteous because you believed in me. I'll reward you. You're righteous because you believed in me. You can't see it, but you believe me. Nothing's changed. In the New Testament, our faith is supposed to be like Abraham's. What's he telling you? What's he telling you? See? And I don't know how to solve this. He goes, of course you don't. Of course you don't know how to solve it. I know how to solve it. And I can fix it. I can, you know, I can just like touch it. And I can fix it. Or, you know what I say? I can say a word and fix it. But you got to... You got to believe me, and that you have to believe I will reward you. Then you're excited to go before him. Oh, because he exists. But no, because he rewards me. He rewards me. He rewards my faith in him. Oh, my goodness. He rewards our faith in him. New Testament just picks up on this. Since God's thoughts and rewards are greater than anything we can imagine. Now, what's it? His thoughts and his rewards. I mean, we can't even figure the reward. I mean, the rewards are greater than we can imagine. So, his thoughts and his rewards are greater than anything we can imagine. Therefore, we need to hear God in order to act in faith, knowing he will reward. So, we need to hear God, because it's so much, we don't We can't even pray the right things almost. Ephesians, no overhead here, but listen, Ephesians 3:20, praying, God says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. You can't get there. Yeah. I'll pick on somebody really smart. And I mean, just the person, you know, let's don't judge this guy. Elon Musk. I mean, this guy's like really smart. I mean, he's like really smart, you know. It's so interesting. And just where his mind goes, it's amazing. And he has a wide range, if you ever heard him talk. It's like on anything. He constantly reads everything, constant. Never gets anything, evidently, like that. And what God would say to Elon, you know, Elon, I do more than anything you could ever ask or think. You can't even think far enough to know what I can do. You're not there. Not there. You're not there. So if Elon's not there with his head, you ain't there with your head. Okay, you're just not, all right? But it doesn't make any difference, because what we do here, and God's going to tell us things that will far exceed anything Elon could think of, way farther than for our specific situation. Personal. So here we are. What does God say? God says, you got to believe I reward. In your life, you got to believe God rewards. And that we believe he rewards, we're going to heaven. Okay, we believe that he paid the penalty. But it doesn't stop there. None of the scriptures, it doesn't stop there. See? The Lord's Prayer. You know what Jesus said on the Lord's Prayer? You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Earth. It's on earth before heaven. It's on earth. See? He said, no, pray like this. Believe I reward on earth. That's what you got to believe. And you believing that is critical evidence that you have any faith whatsoever. And I'm just going to, this is me. You say, how assured are you of your salvation? Oh, I believe I go to heaven. You think he'll give you a hamburger today? And it can't happen. You know, but I'll go to heaven. Maybe, where's the connection? You can't believe for nothing today. You believe for nothing today. Everything's happenstance. Everything's out of your control. God's not in anything. How can you even believe in your salvation? That's what he's saying. He said, you believe that I exist and reward. The devils believe I exist. The devils believe. And so, listen, act, be rewarded. Faith means Jesus and Jesus alone who rewards. You know what Hebrews chapters 1 through 10 drove in? That salvation is through Jesus. 1 through 10. Now we have Jesus. And our arms around Jesus. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we have Acts 4:12. Closes this. There is salvation in no one else but Jesus, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And all God's people said, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, just what you've gone through to just drive home. He said, let me reward you. I mean, believe I reward you. Let me reward you. Know that I reward you. Our whole vision of the world changes. Know that I reward you. Dear God, we thank you and I ask you to just special blessing on each person here and just touch their hearts in a special way and let them just maybe think back over their own lives where you see where you have spoken to them and touched them in a mighty way and just build on that to know that we believe you exist, but we also believe that you reward us, you care for us more than we can imagine, and you have things in your mind that we can't even think. Therefore, so far beyond our comprehension, and you want to do those things for us. You just want us to trust in you. We thank you, God. We're going to walk in faith. Walk in faith. Believe in you will do what you said you would do. We give thanks to you, Lord. We give thanks to you, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.